Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Produce Industry Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. I am honored to be here, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is March 8th, 2021. Welcome, everybody, to Sponsorship Month. The Produce Industry Podcast will have its year anniversary on April 1st, 2021. That's right, April Fool's Day. And some people have asked me, wait a minute, is that a joke? No way, it's not. April 1st, 2020 will be the Produce Industry Podcast one-year anniversary, everybody. I'm excited, and I'm more excited to announce that we are having Sponsorship Month during the month of March. And today, we are going to have United Fresh Produce Association's very own Mary Coppola Heslop, the Vice President of Marketing and Communications. So we are going to talk with Mary today. We're going to chat a little bit about the upcoming schedule in March, because there are plenty of events that are being hosted by United Fresh Produce Association. Now, I am a new member of United Fresh this year, so as I tell everybody, I am the devil's advocate. I'm going to play both sides, as in, if it's good for us, I'm going to promote the heck out of it. If it's not good for us, I'm going to challenge it and see how it could benefit. Because guess what? If you engage within the community, within the group, you get better results by thriving together. When you engage by yourself outside, it doesn't do much for the community, which is the produce industry, which is what we are trying to grow together. So without further ado, let's get Mary on the line today.
Hey, Patrick, always good to speak with you.
Again, I'm going to say it. It's like the sixth time I think you've been on. And you know what? We welcome you. We'd love to have you, because as I say, and we talk to a lot of our guests, is that we're providing new, relevant, up-to-date information when we are talking. We're not just going back and saying the same thing over and over and over again. This is not just a supply update, everybody. This is more than that. Am I right?
Absolutely. And we really appreciate the opportunity to always be on your podcast. We enjoy the content, so we're happy to be here again.
It's about sharing content and relatable content, and it's about authentic content. And that's what it's about, right? Authentic, authentic content. So we're able to really justify and understand when we decide to make a decision, if it's the right way or the wrong way. But guess what? That's why we're here, to provide as much knowledge as we can. And guess what? It's sponsorship month. So can you believe that April 1st, 2021 is going to be the 1 year anniversary of the Produce Industry Podcast, Mary?
I know, it's crazy. And we met you at United Fresh Live last June, and it does not feel like it's been less than a year. I feel like I've been working with you a lot longer than that, Patrick.
Well, listen, I have been a United Fresh member, as I've told people in the past on that United Fresh Live event in June. I said that, you know, I was a member back in my older days, or younger days, whichever you'd say. And, you know, we were part of it, but it didn't satisfy, I would say, the needs of our organization. And we talked about that. I was like, maybe we just weren't using the benefits the right way. Maybe we were looking at how to approach the trade show floor in a different way, right? There was all these aspects of what we were doing. And Mary, you've really convinced myself, Michael Chavez, and a few others of, you know, why we should be not a part of the membership, but engaging and growing in the membership together.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Patrick, because there really is a lot to membership. It's more than just signing up and getting involved once.
Wait. It's more than just writing the check.
Oh, sorry.
It's more than just writing the check. I'm just confused. Hold on. Stop. It's what?
Yes, it is. You get out of it what you put into it. And I am happy to talk anyone through membership and find what that niche is for engagement, for involvement, for finding a voice and a seat at the table, whatever that table looks like for you and your business, as long as it meets the objectives of growing your business.
Very true. Very true. And United Fresh became a partner of the Produce Industry Podcast December of 2020. And you would think, why did it take so long? No, it didn't. That's a very short period of time. Again, connecting through the virtual show in June, the live event, There was just a lot of things that I was now interested. I started meeting more people. They started asking me, are you part of United? And I was like, no. And then Mary would call and say, are you part of United? I'm like, no. So, you know, again, and we're getting involved in more things like the grower shipper board, you know, as you know, Michael's getting involved in, and yep, obviously being a part of the future tech zone that's coming up over the summer, which is going to be very cool. And just all kinds of aspects of the, I would say, the association that I just didn't really understand was there. I mean, talking to, you know, Jennifer McIntyre, Amanda Griffin. I mean, these are people that I didn't know, you know, more than a year ago. And realizing there's benefits of that kind of excites me, because I'm, you know, able to learn more. I'm able to meet new people and expand my own horizon. I think that right there is success for me. So why not be involved in that?
Yep. Absolutely.
So welcome to Sponsorship Month, because we're talking all things about our sponsors. So United Fresh Produce Association, I just said, they just joined as being a partner of the podcast, as well as we're a partner of the associations as well. So, but listen, Mary, we have people that are consumers buying fresh produce every day, listening to the podcast, all the way up to the big Fortune, you know, 200 brokers that are out there in supply chain. What the heck is United Fresh Produce Association for some of those listeners that are just brand new to the podcast? Because we've been growing every single day, and I think they deserve to know, you know, really who United Fresh is.
Yeah, thank you, Patrick. And we're growing too. United Fresh generally was the North American Trade Association representing the full vertically integrated fresh produce industry. So what does that mean? Every company along the supply chain, from grower, shipper, fresh cut processor, wholesale distributor, retailer, food service, school food service, essentially anywhere the consumer was getting their fresh produce, we had some type of product, service, or resource to support somebody along that supply chain. And just this past year, similar to your podcast growing, so has our membership and our reach. We grew our international community by 180%. Over the past 12 months. So we truly are a global association now, and we're developing a lot more resources to cater to that international audience who needs and wants to learn how to do business in and out of North America. We're headquartered in Washington, DC. So a really big part of the work that we do on behalf of the industry is spend time on Capitol Hill, which of course right now looks like a lot of Zoom meetings. But we're there to ensure that the folks that are making decisions know what their how their decisions impact the fresh produce industry and are aware of what our objectives are. So I'll give you an example, Patrick. This past year, we spent a lot of time working with the USDA to develop the Farmers to Family Food Box program. I think we've been through five rounds now, and now we're in a new administration. So what our role is today is to ensure that the new administration knows of the success of that program and some of the challenges. We're there to work through all of that. But the point is that there's a continuity of the program that allows us to continue to get food to the folks in this country that need it the most. So that's just an example of the work that we're doing from a government relations and policy perspective. But really, our reach goes so much further than that.
And, you know, I wouldn't have understood that either, you know, not being a part of it, because that was one thing I think you and I even talked about. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do you engage, you know, how do we set up a, you know, a platform to be able to do this? And I think that, you know, getting on Zoom and the springboarding into technology through 2020 really broke ground for a lot of people too, right? It gave people confidence. Heck, it gave me a little bit of confidence. I'll be real. I mean, I had a millennial boom podcast before this, and I talked all things about millennials and boomers, and I was very confident in that, right? Because I'm a millennial, right? And I can always talk all day about, you know, the other generations, right, Mary? I mean, yeah, that's easy, right? But it, you know, about produce, it's like I really stuck to my citrus guns, right? And then all of a sudden I ventured out, just like, you know, United did, you know, ventured out into a new world to say, okay, what more can we do? What capabilities are out there? And look at all the people that you guys are engaging with now. And the same thing, I'm learning how to engage with United and reaching out to people and saying, hey, this is, you know, what I'm doing. This is how I, you know, operate. How do you do that? You know, what are you doing here? And then even the, you know, the Farmers to Families Box program, we participated in supplying, I think, about 1.5 million pounds of oranges in our world, right, Mary? That doesn't sound like a lot, right? It's like, you know, 60 truckloads, but think about to a consumer, right? Okay. Right. It's a ball pit of oranges, everyone. Like it's a ball pit of oranges, like 1.5 million pounds. That's, you know, 60 truckloads of 40,000 pounds each. Like this could fill rooms and rooms and rooms of, you know, of a facility. So just think about that. I mean, it's just crazy that there's associations out there that, again, I think I would have known, oh yeah, USDA's there. I wouldn't have known you that United Fresh had any part of any of that.
Right. And you know, Patrick, that's something that we don't really talk about publicly. I mean, of course it's a member benefit. And again, this goes back to you get out of it what you put into it. Members come and join United Fresh for such a variety of reasons that it's sometimes even challenging for us to know where to guide you if we don't have that conversation, understand what your business objectives are. And if we don't know where your relationships stand with maybe your elected officials or any participation with USDA, FDA, CDC, or otherwise name an agency, we have those relationships and we just need to continue to work on our member relationships to connect the dots. And that's one of the biggest things that we do for this industry.
I love it. And I'm still learning too. I mean, I think that we have so many new events coming up, which let's talk about now. We have March. It's going to be a hectic month. I won't get into the baby being born. I'm not going to steal your limelight, but let's talk about United's busy month for March, because I think there's a lot to talk about and content creation on the uprise.
You know, Patrick, I'm not following college basketball this year, but this really is going to be March Madness for United Fresh. We've got, kicking off with Brandstorm, which is our annual marketing event. We've hosted it now for 6 years. We brought it virtual this year, as we're doing with all of our events in March. And we're really, really looking forward to gathering the industry's top marketers and those who are looking not just to promote their brands, but promote their products and services. If you are marketing, whether it's to the end consumer, whether it's to a retailer food service buyer, or you're a service provider promoting to these produce brands, growers, shippers, Brandstorm is where you're going to get the opportunity to set that out of office and really focus on the marketing strategies and tools and tactics that are happening in our industry right now. And we all need that, given how much change has happened in the way we communicate, the way we sell, the way we operate this year. So I'm really looking forward to that event, March 9th to 11th.
I'm looking forward to it as well. I am a sponsor of the event this year. We're going to have a cool coffee talk this week. And guess what? We're here to engage and really meet new people. I've seen a lot of people comment. I made a post on LinkedIn, which Mary commented as well on, was, talk to me about, you know, how you enjoyed the previous Brandstorms and what you're looking forward to. Because as someone new coming into this, listen, I need a reference here. I'm trying to figure out, is this a 3-star event, a 5-star event? I'm trying to figure out, like, what do I need to do to prep? I mean, we don't just get on these Zoom calls and we're like, okay, let's press talk now. Listen, this is just like a meeting, everyone. This is just like work. So I got to do my homework and prep to see who's going to be going, you know, and all these fun things. But I'm looking forward to Brandstorm as well, because I think that, you know, Q1 is almost pretty much wrapped up. I mean, I know we are in the first 2 weeks of March, but listen, we are going to be wrapped up with Q1 like that. And then Q2. And then all of a sudden it's going to be holiday season again. You're going to go, what the heck? It's holiday season. People, 2020 is so far behind us that we got to start putting all of these goals, all these KPIs in motion now. Okay. Absolutely. That's what we need to do. All right. What's next, Mary?
So after Brandstorm, almost immediately following, we're rolling out a new international education program. We've got 3 webinars focused on imports. So we have an international council that helps advise United Fresh on how to best service that community. And we're really looking forward to this opportunity. So talking about a produce product's journey into the United States and understanding the regulatory requirements, which alone is such a daunting task. But again, going back to our relationships with the USDA and FDA, we have the relationships to help put those puzzle pieces together. That'll be followed by understanding produce import logistics. So again, best practices in importing, as well as food safety requirements for the US and what growers need to know. So we're really looking forward to this opportunity to start engaging more of that global audience I mentioned earlier, that 180% growth around the globe, and ensuring that they know how to get their products safely into the United States.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. And we talked about that off the mic. I've helped a lot of organizations do that too, as well. And it's very interesting to have United Fresh doing that, because who just came to you and said, you know what, we should do this? Because that's a business model of its own. I mean, some people in other countries are exporters, right? On file, and you'll learn this in probably some of United's courses, that it's like they have a whole business of helping growers get to our country.
Correct.
Like people don't realize that a lot of times when you go to import from them, the grower, packer, shipper will set you up with an export company that does all their paperwork for them, that does all this. You don't know that unless you really export. Like sometimes, yes, you are grower direct, as we want to call it, right? But other times there's people in the middle that help. Well, listen, if you are this type of business, this would be a good event to go to, because you could learn your strategy. Is it for you to import direct or export direct? Or is it more fortunate to have someone step in and be able to help you with that? Understand the paperwork, understand what licenses you need to get. It's very complicated when you come to this, and you have to know that integrated structure in the ports, out of the ports, border control, all of that fun stuff. So that's very cool, Mary. Very glad that you're bringing that to the table and, you know, showing everybody in 2021 that, you know, to look for a new way, look for a new strategy, and have your eggs in multiple baskets. So what's on the docket after that?
So we're going to wrap the month up with our new program for women in produce called Overcoming the She Session Together. And I know we've talked about this before, Patrick.
That's right.
United Fresh has honored a woman in produce for over 2 decades now. And generally that's a reception that we host in June in conjunction with our convention. But again, given the amount of opportunity this year we've had to take programming online and host an hour of your time for a Zoom conversation, this one really came to the surface when we spoke to a number of our members and said, what do you really want this year? What are the conversations that aren't taking place that you would love for us to host? And this one came to the top, because there's a lot happening with women's careers right now, disproportionately throughout this past year, that need to be addressed, and there are conversations that need to happen. So we're looking forward to hosting that and wrapping up the month of March with that program.
Like I said, it's going to be a busy month. It's going to be a crazy month. I think my April is going to be a little bit busier, but I think March is going to be a really busy month. I think that, you know, like we said, the first quarter is going to be done, everyone. There's so much that's going on. There's so much to learn. There's so much to engage in. Obviously, you can see that United Fresh Produce Association is putting in the time, putting in the work, putting in the content, developing series for the produce industry, really to be a part of the association too. They want you to be a part of this. They want you to just bring more wealth of knowledge. Trust me, I've been on some of these calls. It's not like you have one person talking the entire time. Okay. You don't. It's engaging. It's, you know, wait a minute. I remember you from last time. Oh, let's go in the chat. So these are very engaging series that, again, I can get a part of. And I do. I mean, I still do virtual shows to this day. I'm in some now, but you can be a part of something that makes you feel comfortable, right? And what I mean by that is not like it's a good old boys or good old girls club. It's more or less like, you know, that you're like, okay, I'm going to jump in the session. I know if I engage and interact, I'm going to meet somebody, whether it's someone new, someone I already know, but I'm going to get something out of it. Heck, that's how I've met, I would say, almost, let's be real here, 100% of my sponsors here at the podcast is by being on virtual shows and interacting and engaging, respecting their business in a different forum. And that's what I think United is trying to do here, especially in March, is interacting and helping your business in a different forum to grow and succeed for 2021 and beyond.
Thank you, Patrick. You're bringing up a really valid point. And I think this transition to virtual and these Zooms and Teams and all the other Hangouts that we've been doing this year really have leveled the playing field. And I mean that in the sense that when you get into a Zoom room, there's nobody elevated over someone else. You don't know who's quote unquote at the table. It's an opportunity to come in fresh every single time and try to build new relationships. And we're getting better at our elevator introductions, and folks are getting more receptive to being patient and understanding who each other is on all of these calls. Thank you for bringing that up, because I think it really has been a benefit this year and certainly how I've developed a lot of new relationships.
Yeah, for sure. And before we close the sponsorship call with United Fresh, so during Brandstorm, there's a competition going on. Okay, everyone. And if you haven't heard of the competition, it's going to be a background competition. Okay. Yep. And I was telling Mary off the mic, I had this idea. I'm not going to tell everybody my idea. You just got to wait to find out what it's going to be. Because I have a feeling everybody's going to be doing fruit or their greenhouse or something, right? There might be a booth. I have a feeling someone's going to have like their booth in the background. Ooh. But I've got an idea. But Mary, talk to me a little bit about this competition, this background competition that we're having during Brandstorm.
You know, it's fun that you brought this up, Patrick, and you are new to Brandstorm this year. So you don't recall that the past 5 years, we've hosted what we call a poster contest. And we had designers in our industry, mostly working with the marketing departments, create poster designs, almost like a concert poster, if you will. We loved it. Our audience loved it. People got to bring them home. We were shipping them to folks after the conference. As a matter of fact, Patrick, I might head back into the office and send you some back order posters if you want them.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah. So this year, when we transitioned to virtual, of course, we don't want printed posters. There's nothing more brand worthy than your background when you're engaging on a virtual event. It speaks volumes if it's got your brand in there, if it has any type of visual cue as to what your business is. So we thought it would be the perfect transition for a virtual event, a virtual Brandstorm, to have a virtual background contest. So I will tell you, we have a winner and they've been announced, and we're really looking forward to having that background available to everyone who shows up at Brandstorm.
That's awesome. All right. I didn't know about the posters. I might have to have you send me one because I got to check these out.
But no,
that's what's so cool about it. And listen, I got to work on my background. I'm going to try and figure it out. I've got like two options here. I got one. It could be a March option that you know about, right? That could be something involved in something very cute.
Yeah.
Something completely different, right? Very eccentric, right? But I think either way, it's going to have people going, okay, what is that? But I got to be involved in it. Listen, that's what you have to do. I mean, I was on a session, Mary, just the other day, and they took break times in between. And the playlist, it was just so good.
Yes.
I was in this middle of this virtual session, and it was like, I thought I was going to get up and go to the bathroom and get a glass of water. And I ended up listening to the music for like 15 minutes. And they were like, all right, we're back. And I was like, crap. I still got to go to the bathroom and get water. So that's what's cool. Join United Fresh for this busy month of March. It's March Madness for the produce industry. Remember, 2021 is the year of fruits and vegetables, everyone. So eat your fruits and veggies. Have fun with your produce. Get fun with meal inspirations. And Mary, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I will see you in a few days.
Bye, Patrick. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.